सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
सो टुडे विल स्टार्ट चैप्टर 20 ऑफ कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 20 And the title of this chapter is The Various Species of Living Beings Created by Brahmaji. So from verse number 1 to 11, it is a question on the further propagation of creatures. Verse number 1.
Atha vinshodhyayah saunaka uvacha महिं प्रतिष्ठा मध्यस्य सौते स्वायम्भुवो मनुः कान्यन्नतिष्ठद्वाराणि मार्गायावरजन्मनाम्।
महिं महिं मीन्स अर्थ प्रतिष्ठाम प्रतिष्ठाम सिचुएटेड सो लॉर्ड भगवान ही पिक्ड अप द अर्थ फ्रॉम द वाटर फ्रॉम द ओशन एंड ही सिचुएटेड एंड अध्यस्य एंड सिक्योर्ड इट That it should remain at this place only. Put his potency in that so that it can stay there. Saute, O Sut. Now, this is going on the talk between Saunak and Sut. Who is Sut and who is Saunak? Saunak are all the rishis doing the Karmakand in Nimisharanya. And Sutji is the Kathavachak. So, whenever there is a time available after doing the Yajna, they will come to Sutji. And ask about the Leela of Bhagwan. So Saunak Uvacha, Saunak is asking Sutji. So therefore they are saying Mahim Pratishtha Madhyasya Saute Swayambhuvu Manu. Swayambhuvu Manu? Manu. We have already seen from Brahmaji's body, Manu and Satrupa has come. So they wanted where will stay? Where is the place for us? Then they found the earth is there in the ocean, it has to be taken out. So this thing has come up. So Ambu Manu, Kani Anvatishtad. Kani means what? Anvatishtad means perform. Anvatishtad, Dwarani Margayam. Dwarani means doors, the ways. Margani, Margani means the, how to get out of this. What are the gates or the path he evolved margani avara janmanam for those who will be taking birth later. So we have got Shruti Veda. Then there is Dharma Shastra and we have got Puran. We are studying now Puran. So Dharma Shastri is Manusmriti. So Ambu Manu, he wrote Manusmriti. How to evolve, that is written there. Ved is there, how to evolve is in the Manu Smriti, and each Manu comes, we'll see how Manu they come. Manu, they write the Smriti. This is to be done, and you evolve this way. So Kani Anvatishtad, Kani means what? Anvatishtad perform, Dwarani Margaya, the ways to get out, the path to get out from this world. For whom? Our means those who will be taking birth later. Our Janmanam. So Prithvi has come. Swayambhu Manu is there. Satrupa is there. Now the question is, what the path was stated by Manu. Please tell us about that. O Suji, after the earth was again situated in orbit, what did Swayambhu Manu do to show the path of liberation to the persons who were to take birth later on? Or what means Manu took to evolve people to be born later? So Manu is leader. He has to tell what is to be done. So Varaha Avatar occurred in Swayambhu Manu era. First thing we have to learn this thing, that Varaha Avatar happened in Swayambhu Manu era. And 14 Manu come in the one day of Brahma. How much is one day of Brahma? 100. Okay. Brahmaji's life is 100 years. 100 years is the life of Brahmaji. So first thing we should know that the life of Brahmaji is also limited. Like we have, the humans have got their life also, more or less we take it 100 years in Kali Yuga. But in different era, in Satyuga was much more. Anyway, so Brahmaji's life is 100 years. So one day of Brahmaji, how much is one day of Brahmaji? 1000 Chatur Yuga. Chatur Yuga means what? Kali Yuga, Dwapar, Treta and Satyuga. Chaturyuga. And what is the life of, how much is this fourth Chaturyuga? You have to remember only Kali Yuga, then you can calculate quickly. So 4,32,000, in Indian way we say 4,32,000 year. So will you be able to remember only this much, 4,32,000? Then I will tell you the formula how to calculate. No. Dwapar is two times of Kali Yuga. Dwa means two. Treta. Three times of? And Satyuga? Four times. So sum total will be how much? 10 times of? 432. Did you get it? How I remember? I remember only 432. After that I calculate. I'm telling you the formula, sutra I'm telling you. How to remember? 4,32,000, two times is Dwapar, three times is Treta, four times is Satyuga. Sum total will be 10 times of 432. 432,000. So this is one Chaturyuga. One Chaturyuga. And 1,000 times of that is equal to 12 hours of Brahmaji.
One day,
12 hours. One day, 12 hours. 12 hours. In this way, then 12 hour night, okay. So in the total span of life of Brahmaji, which is 100 years, 14 Manus come. Life of Brahmaji, 100 years. In 100 years, 14 Manu will come. 14 Manu will come. So each Manu is 71 point something Chatur Yuga. Yes, that would be the life of one Manu. After that, again, second Manu will come, third Manu will come. Therefore, when we take the sankalp in puja, they say seventh manvantara is going on. Seventh manvantara is going on. अभी काफी टाइम है, ओके. सो मनु क्रिएट द स्क्रिप्चुअल रेगुलेशंस फॉर द सेल्वेशन ऑफ जीव हु आर बोर्न इन मटेरियल वर्ल्ड फॉर मटेरियल एंजॉयमेंट. दैट इज द जॉब ऑफ मनु. ही विल राइट डाउन द रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस. Like the government gives us the rules and regulations, their constitution is this thing, you have to follow this way, this way, this way, that way. Okay. But here we are given some freedom also. Freedom in action is given to us. What is that freedom of action? In Bhagavad Gita it is said, Karmanne vadikaraste ma phaleshu kadachan. You have got the freedom in action. Freedom in action means? Kartum, akartum, anyatha kartum. I hope you understand. Kartum, whatever is said, you do it. Akartum, whatever scripture says, nahi karenge hum. I will not come to class. Mat akartum. Anyatha kartum, instead of satsang, I want to go to dussanga. Ja, nobody shall. This freedom is given. So, most of the people, they want to only enjoy sansar. So Manu is giving the path how to evolve yourself. But the freedom is there. What is that freedom? It is up to me whether I will follow that path or not. I can enjoy. People are enjoying the world. Whole life they enjoy and they go away also without knowing the path of salvation. But if somebody wants to get evolution, then this is the path. Path is prescribed here. Okay, verse 2.
Kshatta Mahabhagavatah Krishnasya Aikantika Sruhita Yastatyajagrajam Krishne Sapatyama Aghavaniti.
Chata, chata means Vidur. Saunak is saying to Sut, Chataha, Vidur, Mahabhagavata. Mahabhagavata means the great devotee. You see, the Bhagavat word is used for Bhagavan also and for Bhakt also. So when it is said Vidur, Mahabhagavata means the great devotee of Lord. Krishnaika Kantikaha, unalloyed of Krishna, Suhrita. Suhrita means friend. Unalloyed friend of Lord Krishna. Who? Vidur. Who is saying? Saunak is saying. To whom? To Sutji. Okay. Yah tatyajak agrajam Krishne. Yah means he who. And tyajya, he abandoned. Whom? Agraja. Who is agraja of Vidur? Agraj means elder brother. Dhritarashtra. So, Vidur abandoned his elder brother, Agraj Dhritarashtra. Sapatyam. Sapatyam is including his 100 sons with whole family. So, Dhritarashtra and his whole family, he abandoned. Who abandoned? Vidur abandoned. Why? Krishna Aghavan iti. Krishna Aghavan, they are offenders of Lord Krishna. Offenders of Lord Krishna means they did not listen to advice of. Therefore, Vidur left. So, Vidur was a devotee of a great attainment and had a deep personal devotion to Sri Krishna as a friend. He was so devoted to Sri Krishna that he abandoned his brother Dhritarashtra and his son because they behaved in a manner insulting to Krishna. So when Dhritarashtra did not listen to Vidur, Vidur advised, now the Pandav has come, you should give them their rights and all that. But Dhritarashtra didn't listen to that. Even when Lord Krishna came as a diplomat, at that time also they didn't listen. So Vidur left kingdom and went to Tirth. Vidur sought all of us not to stay in a place where Lord Krishna is not honored. this conduct of Vidur teaches us don't stay at a place, a devotee should not stay at a place where Lord is not honored. Bhakta can be tolerant about his interest. A devotee can be tolerant about his own interest. Okay, I can be tolerant. But he shall not be tolerant when there is a misbehavior toward the Lord or his Bhakta. Agavan means so that Dhritarashtra and Kaurav lost war because they did not listen to Bhagavan or Vidur. You see, the same thing happened in case of Ram Ravan Yudha also. In Sundarkand, you will find Lord Shiva is telling Parvati. When the whole Lanka was burning, he said, it is sadhu abhagya kar phalesa. Sadhu abhagya. Sadhu abhagya. Vibhishan also told him, Hanumanji also told him in his own court, don't do, even I am telling you with a folded hand, Hanumanji said. Please return Sita and there will not be any war. You will remain as a king of Sri Lanka, Lanka. But Ravan, nothing. Sadhu abhagya. Sadhu abhagya means whatever was advised to him by Vibhishan or Hanumanji, he did not listen. And what was the fall? What was the result of that? Whole Lanka was burning except the house of Vibhishan. Sadhu abhagya. Similarly, whatever what here happened, sadhu abhagya, Vidur is a sadhu. Lord Krishna is a sadhu. Abhagya means Dhritaraj did not listen to the advice of Vidur and him. Next.
Dvaipayanadanavaraha mahitvetasya dehajaha sarvatmanashrita krishnam tatparamschapyanubratah.
Dvaipayan. Dvaipayan, who is Dvaipayan? Dvaipayan. Vyas. Ved Vyas is Dvaipayan. Anvara. Anvara means not inferior. Not inferior to Ved Vyas. In what? Mahitve. In the greatness. Tasya Dehaja. Tasya born from his Deha. Dehaja. Ja means born. Born from the body of Ved Vyas. Born from the body of Vedas means whose father is Ved Vyas. Whose father is Ved Vyas? Vidur's father is Vidur's father is Ved Vyas. Vidur's father is Ved Vyas. How is it? Yes, now you have to know the story behind it. What is the story behind it? That there was one king, Santanu. So one day he was taking a walk on the banks of Ganges. There he saw a beautiful lady. Then he fell in love 5,000 years ago. So love marriage was happening even that time. Proposed. Proposal accepted. I'm cutting short. Accepted. But the lady said one condition. You will not ask me about my actions. You can never ask what I am doing. You will never question my action. And Santanu said, okay. 7 children were born and this lady will go and merge into the Ganges. 8th one was born. She was again going to do the same thing. At that time, Santanu said, oh, wicked lady, what are you doing? She said, now you have broken the agreement. I am leaving. Divorce ho gaya. But this child, because you have said, name was given Devrat, and I will return you after, when he becomes adult, I will bring him back. Ho gaya. Now, this, he has become divorced, Santanu. What to do? Hmm? He met another lady, this time Satyavati. He is a king and Satyavati is a fisherwoman. Again fell in love. Satyavati said, okay, I can accept, but I will take permission from my father. So father said, okay, I will give you permission only on one condition. I know you have got a son. Devvrat is your son and he is crown prince. And according to the rule, he is supposed to become king. But my condition is this, that any child born from Satyavati will become king. Now, Shantanu can't do anything. He was sad. He can't take away the right of Devvrata. When Devvrata saw what happened, his father is sad. He said, what happened, Dad? That's it. It was the time of Devvrata to get married, you know. So Devvrata said, okay, father, this is what it is? Okay, let me go. And he went to Satyavati's father and said, don't worry, I will not get married and I give up my right to kingdom also. Both things. So this was a Bhishma Pratigya, therefore he was called Bhishma. Terrible promise. I will not get married and I have got no right on the throne and I will protect throne. I always be with the throne only. Whosoever sits there on the throne, I will protect him. Okay. Then after that, what happened? From Satyavati, two children were born, Chitrangad and Vichitravirya. Chitrangad was elder, he died. Then this Vichitravirya was made king according to agreement. Vichitravirya, the name itself tells the state of his health. I hope you understand. Vichitravirya, not capable of any progeny. Then what this Bhishma did? He said, now this fellow is to be got married, Vichitravirya. Otherwise, where there will be successor? At that time, Kasi Naresh organized one Swayambar Sabha. You know, earlier they used to have a Swayambar Sabha. They will invite all the princes and all the men of great wealth and strength and all that, they will come. So Bhishma went there and he brought the three daughters of Kasi Naresh, Amba, Ambika and Ambalika. Forcefully brought and bola sabko bola, you marry this Vichitravirya. Amba said, I am already in love with some. You see, the love story was there. She said, I am in love with Salya. I will not get married to this person. So Bidur sent back Amba. Bhishma sent back to Kasi Naresh. You go back. Kasi, and this is happening in Delhi, Hastinapur. Okay. Amba and Ambalika. Because of the Vichitravirya, no progeny is coming. What Ambika to do? Ambika and Ambalika, Vichitravirya was not in a position, then Vichitravirya died. What will happen? How will get? Then there was one process, Niyog Vidhi it is called. Niyog Vidhi. Satyavati called his elder son, Vedvyas. Said, you have to father children from these two, Ambika and Ambalika. There was no other choice. When Ambika went, she closed her eyes seeing Vedvyas. He was not very attractive, Vedvyas. Darging. When she got frightened, she closed her eyes. And the child born was Dhritarashtra. Blind. When Ambalika went, seeing the face of Vedvyas, she became pale. Pandu was born. Now Satyavati, she was not happy with the blind child and the pale child. So she requested both the daughter-in-law, okay, you go once again. Vedvyas. So un logon ne kuch golmaal kiya. They sent a maid servant this time, third time. And from the maid servant came Bidur. So who is the father of Bidur? So that is what is said here. Dvaipayana anavar, anavar not inferior in greatness, born from Vedvyas, that means Vidur, sarvatmana srita Krishnam, and with all his heart, he was devoted to Lord Krishna. His shelter was Lord Krishna. Tat param, devoted to him, cha api anubrata, and followed. Whatever the instructions given by Lord Krishna, Vidur used to follow that. So Vidur was born from the body of Vedvyas and was not inferior to his father in greatness. He accepted the lotus feet of Sri Krishna wholeheartedly and was attached to him as his bhakta. So Vedvyas' father was, the Vidur's father was Vedvyas and the mother was Sudra. Sudra means maid servant. So therefore he is called Dasi Putra. Who was Vedvyas? Incarnation of Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu. So Vidur was no less than his father. He was a great devotee of Lord Krishna and he followed the instruction of Lord Krishna. Next.
4. Kimanno prichan maitreyam viraja stirtha sevaya upagamya kushavarta asinam tatva vittamam.
Kim anuprichan maitreyam. What else Vidur inquired? Virajaha tirtha sevaya. Viraja means, raja means dirt. Viraja means free of dirt. Free of dirt means which purified. Viraja tirtha sevaya, visiting tirtha. Visiting tirtha. He was purified. What else he inquired? O Vidur. What is the state of mind of Vidur? Purified. How is mind was purified? Tirtha sevaya, by visiting tirthasthan. Upagamya kusavarta. Upagamya, having met. Kusavarta. Kusavarta is Haridwar or Hardwar. Both way it is correct. Haridwar or Hardwar. Har means Lord Shiva. Hari means? Because from Haridwar you can go to Badrinarayan, from Haridwar you can go to Kedarnath. Kedarnath is the abode of Lord Shiva. And Badrinarayan is the abode of? So either you say Haridwar, it is correct. Haridwar, both ways it is correct. So here it is says Kusavarta. Kusavarta means that place. Asinam tattvavittamam. Tattvavit. Knower of truth. Tattva means essence. Vit means knower. Knower of truth. Then vittamam. Vittamam means among all the knower of truth, he is the best. Asinam. Asinam means who is abiding in tattva. Asinam tattvavit. Those who are abiding in tattva, in Atman or Brahman, amongst all those, he is the best. So this is referring to Maitreya. So Vidur was purified of all passions by wandering in sacred places, Tirthasthan, and at last reached Haridwar, where he met great sage Maitreya, who knew the science of spiritual life, and he inquired from him. So Saunak Rishi therefore asked, what more did Vidur inquire from the Maitreya? Vidur earlier asked about how the earth was taken out. So Varahavatar was explained. Maitreya told about the Varahavatar. Now this Saunak Rishi, they are asking, what else he asked? What else he asked Maitreya? Please tell us. So Vidur mind was purified by Tirtha Brahman. How mind is purified by Tirtha Brahman? How mind is purified? You have to understand this formula very clearly. When you are reveling in the Bhagwan, you are thinking about Bhagwan, your mind is? if your mind is not in Bhagwan, that mind is becoming impure. Mind has to either has to be in Atma or Anatma. It needs something continuously. So the when mind is holding on to OET, it is collecting dirt, raja. When the same mind is going to Lord, it will become pure. So in earlier verse we have seen, Vidur is Viraja. Raja means dhul, dust, dirt. Viraja means pure. So how he purified himself? By visiting to Tirthasthan. So what is the speciality of Tirthasthan? So it is said in the Tirthasthan, the main Tirthasthan are Prayag, Haridwar, Rameswaram and Vrindavan. When you go there, what happens, you come to remember, or you start remembering the Leela, what happened in those places. What happened in Vrindavan, what happened in Rameswaram, what happened in Dwarka, or what happened in Haridwar. These are the sacred places. Once, when should one visit Tirthasthan? In Vanaprastha, he said. Vanaprastha. Vanaprastha is third ashram. Starting from? 51, 52. One means forest. 51, 52, 53, 54. One. It constantly reminds us. 51, you have to go to forest. 52, go to forest. It continues like Santavan. You see, it continues there up to from Ikyavan Bhavan to Santavan. Then 58, what happens? And Antavan also one is there. So therefore you'll find in many places the retirement age is 58. 55, 58, anyway. So it constantly reminds us that Sankhya, that number also reminds us that now it is the time to go to the forest for purification of mind. So anybody visiting Tirtha gets automatically purified because of the spirituality in these places. Bhakta remembers the Leela, what happened in Dwarka, what happened in Vrindavan. They start remembering all that. Another important thing, earlier all the sadhu used to stay in the Tirthasthan. All the sadhu used to stay in the Tirthasthan. So one, if somebody goes to the Tirthasthan, he should look for the satsang, try to find out the sadhu. But people seeing the sadhu, if the sadhu is coming from that side, the people turn this side, ulta, or he will ask for something. Or if you don't do satsang, you will get some benefit, no doubt. Your mind will be purified because you are thinking about the Lord. If the mind is purified and you happen to get satsang, that also depends on something. Only yesterday, day before yesterday, we discussed in Ramayana, how will you get satsang? Punya punja binu milahina santa, Goswami Tulsidas ji says. Punya, merits. Punja, punji. Punji means capital. Binu, without the capital of merits, milahina santa. You will not get santa. If you don't get santa, how you will get knowledge? And there Ramji is saying that you have to serve a vipra. Brahman you have to serve. Why you have to serve Brahman? Because the subject matter of Veda is that Brahman. But who will explain? Brahman. Because the language is mystic. If I read myself, will I understand? No, you will not understand. It is mystic language. So one should go and meditate in Tirthasthan also, if you know how to do meditation. That should be also done there. So, Tattvavit are available at Tirthasthan. Tattvavit, Maitreya, where he was? In Haridwar. Haridwar is a Tirthasthan. Who guided him? Uddhav. When Vidur met Uddhav, then he said, Lord has already left and he has given me knowledge of self. So immediately Vidur said, Mere ko de do. Now you know the knowledge of self, you give it to me. He said, no, I will not give you. Then who will give me? Lord has said, you will get it from Maitreya. You go to Maitreya. So there we saw that who will give us knowledge is decided by Lord. That is decided by Lord. Another thing. One has to purify himself first, then comes Tattva Gyan. Are you getting it? Vidur got himself purified by visiting Tirthasthan. Then he came to Maitreya for knowledge of self. Therefore, the first step for the knowledge of self is? Ab bhuloge to nahi? Never forget. After that, second step is knowledge of self. So if one is sincere, then Lord sitting in the heart gave him the intelligence to find spiritual master. If somebody is sincere, mind is purified, then the question automatically will come, who am I? What is the purpose of this life? Otherwise, this question never comes. Mind is always occupied with, ki kahan se dollar aayega? Always thinking how to save, how to increase bank balance, this and this. Continuously mind is involved there. So Vidur met Maitri in Haridwar. Next.
Tayo samvadato suta pravittaya malakathaha apo gangai vaghagnihi hare padam vujashrayaha.
Tayo means these two, Vidur and Maitriya. Samvadato, we are conversing, they were talking. There was some sambad going on. Vidurji was asking some questions and Maitri was replying to that. So this conversation was going on. Suta pravritta, suta o suji, pravritta hi amala katha. Pravritta eroj, amala means spotless, clear, pure, katha narration. So when they were discussing about the Lord only. When two bhaktas, when they sit together, they will not talk about the world. They will talk about the Lord only. Acha, now how he is comparing the katha with the Ganga? He says, Apo Ganga iva. Apo means water. Water of Ganga, like the water of Ganga. Agni hare. Agni vanquish all the sins. It is believed that if somebody takes a dip in Ganges, all his papas are destroyed. Why? Padambuja asreya. Because it is coming from the feet of the Lord Narayan. And he is taking asraya shelter there. As the Ganga water purifies all the sins of a bhakta, similarly the pure katha of Bhagavan, his leela, if somebody listens, his mind is also purified. How by listening mind is purified? Because the mind is with Lord. We are thinking about Lord. You have to understand the science, how it is happening. Because the mind is thinking about Lord. So, O Sujji, just as the all purifying Ganga proceeds from the feet of Lord, so also at the meeting between these two great devotees, Vidura and Maitreya, there must have been a continuous flow of sin destroying and purifying conversation about the Lord. Now, you are understanding the comparison between Ganga water and listening to Katha? Same. Now, why Ganga is purifying? The Ganga is purified because it is coming from the lotus feet of Narayan and received by Lord Shiva on his head. So, coming from the feet of Narayan, received by Lord Shiva on his head, therefore, it is purifying. So, Bhagavat Katha is also purifying. Why? Because we are remembering Lord. So, Bhagavad Gita is also Gyan Ganga. Bhagavad Gita is also Gyan Ganga. Coming out of the mouth of Lord, that also is a Ganga, Gyan Ganga. Who is saying? Bhagavad Gita is said by Lord Krishna. It is called Gyan Ganga. So all three are purified and equally good. See, if a sansari can dovetail all his actions, then even staying in the material world, he will be in the spiritual world. A sansari, if he does his all actions for the happiness of the Lord, remaining in the sansara, he will spiritually evolve. We are all sansari. How to evolve? If we start doing all our actions, karma. So whether you go into the Ramayana, man karma vachana vipra seva, or you go to Gita, or you come to Puran, they all say you have to do this thing. No other alternative is there. So how in Karma Yoga mind is purified? Yes, all actions, whether I am cooking or sweeping or doing whatever action, either in the mission or outside or in the office or in the house, whatever I am doing. If I start thinking with my this action, Lord will be happy or not. So the Lord is continuously 24 hours is in your head. He is entering from back door. What impressions will go into the mind? Lord, vasana of Lord will be formed continuously. What Lord will take from that? What Lord will take? Your bhav, your devotion, your bhakti, how you are doing. We are seeing in Gita also the same thing. He is not interested in our karma or the karma phal. He is not interested in the fragrant flower. He knows it will become stale tomorrow morning and the pandit will throw it in garbage. How it is offered, he takes only that much. Devotion part he takes. We give naivedyam. How we give naivedyam, that is the main part. Not the naivedyam, he is not going to eat. In last also, in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita also, Lord says, Sve Sve Karmana Abhyarcha. You do the archana of the Lord by your own action. not flowers. 18th chapter also is saying the same thing. In the chapter 2nd also he will say same thing. 3rd also he will say same thing. And when he concludes, he will say, Sve Sve Karmana. By your action you do the archana of Bhagwan. No specific action is said. But how to do action, it is said archana you have to do. Archana you have to do. Then only the mind will purify it, and he will take from the our action, he will take the bhakti part only. Out of each action, he will take the bhakti part. Now we all are doing action. Are we doing it for the happiness of the Lord? Is the Lord getting anything out of my action? Bolo bhai, abhi bolo. Are you following it? Are you understanding the science behind it? For last 5 years, I am telling this again and again and again. What is Lord's interest? His interest is that whether he is remembering me or not. And if you do this practice now, then antakale, at the end also, at the life end, you will remember Lord. You will get mukti. See the benefit. And here also, if Lord is happy, your boss will also be happy. Whenever you are doing any action in your office also, if you think that whether my this action, my Lord will be happy or not, that means you are doing it sincerely, is it not so? If you do your job sincerely, will your boss will not be happy? If the boss's boss is happy, then the boss has to be happy. See? So understand the science. What is the science? Why Gita is saying you do this thing, that is going to, you will evolve.
तानक कीर्तय भद्रं ते कीर्तन्योदार कर्मणः रसज्ञ कोनु तृप्येत हरिलीलामृत पिबन
ता दो स्टॉक्स गोइंग ऑन बिटवीन विदुर एंड मैत्रेय ता न टू अस यू टेल अस कीर्तय नरेटर्स भद्रम दो स्टॉक्स आर वेरी ऑस्पिशियस बिकॉज दे आर गोइंग टू प्यूरिफाई माई माइंड Te kirtayan, and they should be chanted, they should be remembered, they should be thought over, they should be reflected upon. Kirtayan, udar karmana. Udar karmana means the liberal activities. Liberal activities. Rasagye konu tripeta harilila amrita pivan. Rasagye, what sort of bhakta can be satiated by hearing the nectarian leela of the Lord? Nobody will be satiated. We all want to listen again and again. One Bhagavat katha, next year it again happens, we again go and listen. Because bhakta will never be satisfied. Never be satisfied. We want to listen more and more and more and more. O Sudji, all good fortune to you, please narrate the activities of the Lord which are magnanimous. And worth glorifying. What sort of bhakta can be satiated by hearing the nectarian leela pastimes of the Lord? So leela of the Lord should be listened with devotion. Spiritual aspirant never gets satiated with the katha. They want to hear more and more, more and more. Bhagwan ki leela, Krishna leela, we have listened many times. But if somebody narrates again, we are again interested. So narration of Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam may be read 1,000 times. But still every time you will find something new. Every time your mind purifies and you start thinking something, you get a new point in that. And that is realized by Bhakta.
एवं उग्रश्रवपृष्ट ऋषिवीर्नैमिषायनहि भगवत्तर्पिताध्यात्मः तानाः श्रूयतामिति
एवं उग्रश्रवः एवं दस उग्रश्रवः उग्रश्रवः इति सूतजी पृष्ट पृष्ट मीन्स बीइंग आस्क्ड ऋषि मीन्स ऑल द सेजेस हाउ मेनी सेजेस वेर देयर 88,000 सेजेस वेर देयर Shaunaka and 88,000 in Nimisharanya, they were doing yajna, karmakand. And that karmakand was supposed to last for 1,000 years. Naimisayanai, in the forest of Naimisharanya, Bhagavat Arpita, and dedicated unto Lord, Adhyatma. Adhyatma is here, mind. Mind dedicated to Lord. Tan aha, to them said, Sriyatam iti, now just hear, this way, now you listen. So being thus questioned by the Rishi of Naimisharanya, the Sut Ugrasava, the son of Romharsan, said to them, with his mind concentrated on the Lord, as follows. Now hear what I say on the subject. The question has been already asked. The Saunak Rishi, they wanted to know what was the talk between Vidur and Maitreya. They must have talked something more also. Please give us the details of that. Now Sut is saying, Sut Uvacha, next.
Sut Uvacha, Harir Dhritakodatano Swamayaya, Nishamme Gorudharanam Rasatalat, Leelam Hiranaksham Avagyaya Hatam, Sanjata Harsho Munimahabharatah.
Hare, mana Hari, Dhrite, he has taken the form. He had assumed. Krodatana, Krodatana means body, Krod means boar. Krodatana means a boar. The Lord Hari has taken the form of boar. How? Swamayaya, by his maya sakti, he has taken that form. Nisamya, having heard, Goru Dharanam, go means earth. Udharanam, for lifting, uplifting that earth. From where? Rasatalat. Rasatalat, from the Rasatal. From the Rasat. He has taken that form. Leelam. Leelam is the sport. Hiranaksha Avagya Hatam. Hiranaksha Avagya. Avagya means neglectfully. Badha, Lord killed him. Hatam. Sanjat Harso. And that created Sanjat Harsa, overjoyed. Munim Ah. Munim Maitriya. Ah Bhar Vidur. Bharat stands for Vidur. So Suta Uvacha, Vidur, descendant of Bharat, was delighted to hear the story of the Lord, who, having assumed by his own divine potency the form of a boar, had enacted the sport of lifting the earth from the bottom of ocean Rasatal, and indifferently killing the Asur Hiranaksha. Vidur then said to sage as follows. So one thing we have to see here, that the Lord took the form of boar by his own potency, by his own maya. And that is also said in Bhagavad Gita, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijam. I create myself, whatever form is required to do that job. How do we get our body? Do we have the freedom? Lord has got freedom to take any form. Out of 84 lakh forms, he can take any form. But do we have freedom? We don't have freedom. What is the cause of our body? Vasana. Satkarma janam. We have done some karma. We have to take that karma phal. We have to take karma phal. When that karma phal will come? Any time. It may take 100 lives also. 100 lives also. So if any action is done today, Sakam karma, I'm not talking of Niskam. Niskam karma will not form any vasana. In Sakam karma, what happens? When you get phal, you like it, you don't like it. Vasanas are made. You are doer. If you are doer, you have to be enjoyer. So the fruit of action will search doer. After 100 lives also, when it is ready to fructify, it will search who was the doer, and doer has to take that. He has to take a form to enjoy or suffer his karmaphal. Only karma yoga can cut this cycle of birth and death. This cycle of likes and dislikes, sakam karma, only karma yoga can cut it. No other way it can be cut. Therefore it is said again and again that we should do that. So, Lord is not forced to take a particular form. It is his free will to take a form. But Jiva has got no free will in taking form. So Lord took a form controlling by his Maya Shakti. And in Bhagavad Gita also Lord has said, Mai adhyachena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Mai adhyachena, I am the president. I am the ruler. I am the director. I am the controller of Maya. And we all are controlled by Maya. He is Mayapati and we are Maya Das. So Maya can never cover Brahman. Maya can never cover Brahman. What is covered then? Clouds can never cover sun. Now in the Chicago we can't see the sun now. Just now. Can really cloud cover sun? You go 10 kilometer, 20 kilometer, 50, 100 kilometer away, clouds are not there. Sun is shining. Our minds are covered. Intellect is covered. Our intellect is covered. So Vidur will now ask question that we'll see in our next class. From verse number 9 onward, Vidur will ask some more questions about the creation.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.